He did not deliver Johnny Burdaw's young son, because Johnny had a doctor here in town who wanted to go hunting, and Johnny told this doctor that he would take him hunting if he'd come out at the time when the baby was to be born and deliver the baby.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way it was. And so he gave birth and then went hunting. Helped with the birth and then went hunting. But Doc always had a accent to his English, and he helped many people there, although I really, it was confirmed that he was never a medical doctor. He had a lot of experience in the medical corps in Poland, but when he delivered my son Rourke, he said this was his 48th baby, I think, which was, you know, he should have known. And he had enough sense. I was having difficulty, and he had enough sense to say, look, if it doesn't come tomorrow, we go to town and you get more help. But he was a good doctor. When the children were ill, and when my mother came up, and she got she ate too much rich fish, he was able to give her some ox bile pills, I think they were, and she settled down. But he had medicine that he would order from the old country, and sometimes it was better than any other medicine that we had around, and at least he was there. He one time I went in the house and my kids were all standing on their heads. They did most everything, you know, just to break the monotony of staying in the winter. They were all standing on their heads, and they were in chairs and floors and on the couch and so forth. But the oldest daughter came down and yelled that her arm wasn't right, working right, and it was hurting. Well, she had dislocated her arm. So we ran, got Doc, and he put his foot in the socket of her arm, I mean her here, and pulled it back, and, you know, she was all right. A little stretched for, but she was okay. But